Mobile.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA Mobile.
Afternoon.
Name is David, and I don't know if we've talked before again. Give me your call.
K8 Alpha Bravo.
8 Alpha Bravo. Well, mine's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and I've been playing some tennis, and I'm headed to the house.
I'm not sure. I might have spoken to you before. I don't typically get on the repeater a whole lot during the day, but I've been running some errands and just got some lunch for me and my friend in the car, and then I gotta go pick up my kid from school, so just doing some errands today.
Well, that sounds good, and I'm gonna go into a real noisy area right here in a second, so you might lose me here in a minute, but if you do, it was nice talking to you.
See if I catch you in a couple minutes once you're out of that area. But it was nice meeting another contact on the radio. Hopefully I can talk to you again soon. Give me a shout probably 5-10 minutes once you're out of that area. But other than that, 73 WHAAB, clear.
KB4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA, W4DJW. Good afternoon, David.
Well there, Mr. Dave, and how are you doing, sir?
Well, I finished making all my rounds and got back home and put up groceries and was checking out the stock market and heard you on here. I saw your pictures the other day from your 2,700-mile vacation. That looked like a ton of fun.
You know, I really wasn't sure how that was going to turn out. You know, we booked some Airbnbs on the way out and on the way back. I had to book them ahead of time, and there was only one of them we actually had to reject, and they gave us a credit, but. For another Airbnb that we have to spend, that's what we had to spend the money on. But anyway, but it was fun. I got me a little handheld, 2 meter 440 handheld, and I got me Epiphone Les Paul guitar.
What was that last one? I heard the handheld, but what was the other one?
Guitar made by Epiphone, and it's a Les Paul. I don't know what the story is there. Epiphone makes them for Les Paul. I'm not sure. This one does not have the same pickups as the Gibson model, which is the actual expensive model. I just didn't want to spend that kind of money for a guitar.
Well, it looks like you had a lot of fun on the trip, taking pictures and going hiking and eating and sightseeing and all that that stuff. That's a pretty long, and that covered quite a few states too, right?
We went, all the way out to Galveston, Texas, and in fact, the route we took, the coastal route we took going out there, we had to take a ferry to get to Galveston, and then coming back, we drove up through Texas and took kind of a northerly route coming back, so, you know, we saw different things coming back.
Well, I was telling my wife about it, and I'm telling her we need to do that one day, and she said, yeah, when she retires. So we've got about 6 years to wait before we can do something like that. But you can take the animals with you, too. Take the dog and the cat. I told her we get a harness for the cat. Our cat's never been outside when we weren't outside there with her. The dog, for that matter, too. But the dog been out a lot more than the cat has. But that's the thing that holds us back from good vacations is the dog. Can't leave her alone with anybody else. Just can't do it. She's too small. The cat can do by herself on a, you know, for a week or two with all the automatic food dispensers. But that really looks like it'd be fun.
It was kind of funny. One time, my wife was telling me about this. I didn't believe it, but in Memphis, we stayed at the Peabody Motel. I've never heard of it, but evidently it's real famous, and they have these ducks, and every day, I think it's at 11 and 5 o'clock, they roll out the red carpet for the ducks, and this guy dresses up, and they play a John Philip Sousa band, you know, song, and the ducks march down the red carpet into the elevator, and I'm not sure where they go up the elevator, but anyway, it's a big deal. I mean, that whole lobby was, and it's a huge lobby, that whole lobby was just full of people.
W4DJW, I think I saw where you went through Louisiana. I think that was one of those states along the southern coast or the Gulf of Mexico. Did you eat any low country boil down there in Louisiana?
Well, we did not. I can't remember where we wound up staying. I don't think we stayed in Louisiana. I think we drove through. But I think we did eat there. I think we went to one of their well-known, I guess a chain steakhouse, like, you know, Longhorn is here. But it was really good. And but I really don't think the steaks were as good out in Texas as they are here.
That doesn't surprise me. I think everything in Texas is big, even how they inflate Texas is big.
Hello? Yeah, KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, Dave and Dave. This is KE5WLL. I just wanted to interject one thing real quick. I was listening to your conversation. On the Peabody, the ducks... By me and Hawk. On the Peabody, the ducks live in a penthouse suite on the top floor of the Peabody. They have a real nice setup up there. I was able to make it up there one day when they went upstairs and talked to the duck master and got to see their quarters. It's a full penthouse suite up on the top of the Peabody.
I wasn't sure where they went, but it's a big deal. I mean, they bring the center elevator down and rope it off, and you know, about, I don't know, 30 minutes, 15, 20 minutes before they start. And of course they've got two other elevators, and then they have a couple of service elevators too, but if they got in a real jam. But it was just interesting. I've never seen anything like that. And these ducks, there's a fountain right there at the bar, and the bar is in the lobby, and then there's a fountain just a few feet from the bar, and that's where the ducks stay most of the day, you know, if they want to get in the water.
Yeah, they bring them down about 11 or so, or they used to, and they would stay in the fountain all day until about 5, and it would be the same thing going back up. Roll out the red carpet, close down the center elevator, and they go back up for the evening. Anyways, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in worth. I'm going to let y'all go and continue your conversation. Y'all have a good day, KA5WLL.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, thanks for that info, Leroy. Appreciate you jumping in there. And David, that sounds like these are real ducks, right? These aren't like something that you refer to as a duck. Like Milliken has geese and ducks like that in his ponds out there. Is that what you're talking about?
These are all ducks. The only one I recognize that I can actually name is the mallard, but there's all different kinds. But they're all ducks, that's for sure.
Okay, I just didn't know if you were referring to something else as a duck. But I know Roger Milliken used to do that too. My dad used to tell me about how much he spent on ducks, and it was expensive. Keeping animals out in the open like that and keeping their habitat and all that fixed up can get expensive.
I wouldn't want to be the one that had to clean the fountain out, that's for sure. I mean, you know, it just, it's kind of gross. But anyway, try not to think about that. Oh, me. And, but these ducks, you know, they're not aggressive or anything. So they, you know, they're not trying to bite you or something if you get close to them.
Yeah, that's the same way Milliken's are. You can go out there. They got places set up where you can go out there and picnic among the ducks and the geese. I guess he's got some really expensive geese out there, too. Anyway, I'm going to go fix lunch. I haven't had lunch yet. I was just taking a break from doing my errands this morning and heard you in there and wanted to tell you I saw your pictures. In other words, those were some really nice pictures. I'm glad you guys had a good time. KB4CBA, W4DJW. Catch you later. Be careful out there.
Well, I'm probably a mile from the house, so I'm almost home myself. So enjoy your lunch there. I don't know what you're fixing exactly, but have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for jumping in there. W4DJW, KB4CBA Mobile.
BA, KA5WLL Mobile.
Go ahead, KB4CBA.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew the history of that real quick. That started back in the 1930s. It was a bunch of hunters that were coming back from Arkansas, if I remember right. They used live ducks as decoys for the hunting season that year, or I guess several years for that matter. But they brought live ducks back in and stayed at the Peabody. And after that, they put the ducks in the hotel where they were, or the fountain there while they were drinking at the bar. And that tradition kind of stuck. And because all the guests seemed to like it that season for what they saw. And they kind of let the ducks stay there at the hotel. They've been breeding them there ever since. But, yeah, that started back in the 30s just because some hunters came in.
I know. I've just never heard anything like that anywhere in the United States. So at a hotel, I just thought that was kind of interesting. And it's a very old hotel. It's very interesting, you know, architecture and on the inside especially. And it's just beautiful. You know, nothing real fancy about the rooms. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you seen one, you seen them all kind of hotel room, but, you know, how that goes. But, you know, it's just neat, especially down in the lobby, and there's some nice shops down there, and it's just a beautiful hotel. Well, I'm sitting here in front of the garage, so I'm going to pull in and I'm going to sit down and rest a little bit because I've been playing tennis. I'm kind of wore out. I mean, but you have a good rest of the day. It's really nice out here. I'm planning on going back again at 6 o'clock, playing some more. Anyway, 73s, I'll stick around for your final, KB4CPA.
Okay, Dave, you take care. And just be careful tomorrow if you're out playing. It's supposed to be stormy tomorrow, so you take care and get some rest, and we'll talk to you later. KV4CBA, K85WLL Bubble.
We're CBA, KF4, NXY. Still around there, Dave?
Any bills, and don't take it out of my bank account automatically anymore. because they never kept up on their promise. They did not send us any notice. And then in talking to them today, they'd already drawn out our payment for this month, which I paid them more than our level payment plan last month because we had a higher one when it got cold. And so I only owed them $38 this time. And they'd already taken it out, but they never told us or anything. And with Bernice, that just don't fly. This is N0TR.
That kind of stuff's kind of aggravating. I had a credit card that the mail was slow getting the payment to, and I didn't know what had happened, so I wound up doing a double payment on the thing because I did it electronically because they'd sent me an email that it was, you know, going to be due very, very soon. But anyway, that's you know, kind of today's situation, running this stuff like that. Well, you have a good afternoon. Be careful out there on the wheels. I just wanted to speak to you. I hadn't talked to you in a little while. The wife ain't forgot about getting you a blueberry cutting sometime, and I still got your phone number. We'll get in touch and see about bringing that to you. So you have a good afternoon. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
You'll be welcome anytime, Dave. Thank you for that. And Bernice has got gobs of raspberries coming up everywhere out there, even where they don't belong. So I think it was you that wanted a transplant of those. Boy, they do wonderful. They really are. And I'm still eating raspberry jelly today. So, it's about the best jelly I ever ate in my life. I'll see if I can get around this FedEx truck here. I don't know if I can or not, but I hope so. If he don't crunch me. This is Angel TR, 73, Dave.